Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Let's sync up.
Do you want to do it with my can? I'm just kidding.
Yes. Oh, no, that would be fun. Okay, if you I'll could time it. I don't know how well you can time it. Okay.
I can do it.
1, 2, 3. Ooh.
It kind of was a big splash. Great. I hope that didn't hurt my microphone.
Oh my gosh. This just stretched onto your mic.
A little seltzer can't hurt.
A little seltzer never hurt nobody. In the infamous words of Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby.
Before we get too far into it, I just have to give a disclaimer to our listeners. Hi, everyone. It's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, a Glee podcast. The reason my sound sounds different is because I'm out of town and I'm at my parents' house, which they like have a microphone on hand for me. But I'm a silly Billy, and I didn't bring my adapter.
Oh,
and so there is a microphone, but I have no way of connecting the microphone to my computer.
Yes.
So I'm recording off my phone. I really apologize. I don't know what it's going to sound like. I'm apologizing in advance. But it's going to be a short one today because I have to catch a flight anyway. So you won't have to suffer for long.
I'll do most of the talking today. Just kidding.
Yes, it should be react. Good.
Yeah. Just do every once in a while, say maybe a couple words, or we can maybe in post go in and take things you've said from previous episodes and align them with the things that we say today.
Be like the editors on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Anything anyone has ever said in the history of the season. Just
really misconstrue you today. Yeah.
I remember the Pilot Pete season. You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
And there was Kelly, who was a lawyer, who like got out in like final eight, but then controversy of all controversies, after the show ended, Hannah Ann dumped his ass, good for her, and then he started dating Kelly.
Uh-huh.
So like they ended up together afterwards. But I remember Kelly, from what I saw on the show, I don't know her in her real life, seemed like the like kindest, coolest chick ever. Like she was like very nice, never had a bad thing to say about anybody. And then the editors clearly on her exit, because they could tell that she was going to be a fan favorite, wanted to give her like a villain arc so that people would be okay with her going home. So they started having these confessionals where she's like shit talking these other girls.
Yeah.
But I'm not kidding. If you listen to the confessionals, because they don't show her face, it's just voiceover. And it's so clearly Frankenstein. What she says is, look at me, I'm a lawyer, and look at these other girls, who are they? But she says, like, look at me, I'm a lawyer, and look at these other girls, who are they? Like, it's, like, so clearly.
Yeah, seriously, like four different things. Yes.
Trains of thought.
The Bachelor is notorious for that, and especially with the women. The men are a bit more, I would say, like, loose-lipped and will like shit talk anyone, so I feel like they have to do less doctoring. But especially with the women, I mean, they are like, you know, I think by far better TV because they're more like emotionally available and they're ready to like, you know, show you their heart, which I think makes them a better TV. But yeah, no, Bachelor, you are dirty nasty for that. What the hell? It honestly like really frustrates me too, because especially now with social media involved so much, it's these women like getting for real death threats over things they maybe kind of said.
I actually have this conversation with people because I love reality TV.
Yeah, me too.
But I have this conversation with people every time we watch reality TV, where if they're getting, there's one thing like getting angry about what you're seeing on television, And then when the people I'm watching with are getting like heated to an extent that I'm like, okay, they're like, I hate this person. I always am like, be aware. What we're watching is heavily doctored yes. and heavily edited, and we don't yeah. actually know what happened.
Exactly.
And the editors are just trying to give us a certain narrative.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that, I hesitate to say reasonable, but I think to a certain extent, that's the fun of reality TV is yes. like seeing this cast of people and being like, that guy is a fucking villain. I hate him. Like, I hope he like trips on something and then falls into a cavernous pit. But it's also mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to go DM him that. What are your thoughts on recently? Jeff Probst has said a lot, especially like in terms of like season 50 is coming up and it's going to be a big mm-hmm. all-star season. He's been saying he like doesn't want villains anymore. He doesn't want any sort of like, you know, he just wants people like looking for their redemption and not like for like avenging their like vendettas or whatever. How do you feel about mm-hmm. that? Some people I've seen on Twitter are like, I want the villains. Give me more villains. And I think Jeff Probst and team is kind of like really skewing towards like the opposite. In my mind, sometimes that's like in response to all the social media hate that happens yes. sometimes. What do you think?
I think Jeff first said, we're not going to cast any villains right before season 46. And yeah. then what did season 46 give us? A ton of villains.
A ton of villains.
So yeah. I think it's largely more, like you said, them trying to tell people on social media to shut the H Ease up it. And yeah. sit the H down.
I hear you.
And just be like, and also there's a difference between a reality TV villain, as in like they're really shady and they say mean stuff, and then yeah. like a real life villain who is on TV, because goodness knows there have been people on Survivor who it's like, no, they're not like sneaky and shady. They just are racist. Like that's yep. just like yep. what their thing is. And I'm all for no more of that.
Yep.
But season 46, we had Venus, who shit talked her tribe the whole season. Literally,
I love you, Venus,
wasn't even playing to win, was just playing to outlast her tribe because she hated them so much. Love her.
I love her.
We had Q, who
I love Q too.
Seriously, and the best people on that season were the people who were villains. We had Q, who would get so overly emotional about everything. And yes. then anytime that anyone pissed him off would immediately target them, whether it made sense for the game or not.
Oh, I love that.
We had Liz, who yes, threw Liz. A tantrum over not being invited to Applebee's. Like, season 46 had the most quote-unquote villainous characters we've had in a while. And it was the best reviewed season they've had in years.
Oh, it was amazing. Oh, my God. I'm pissed! I gotta say that more.
I'm pissed! I see you eat every day!
I see you
I
eat.
I love you, Liz Wilcox.
I love you, Liz.
So
also,
good.
I do know that Liz got a ton of hate, which, I mean, sucks so bad because she made such good television.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. People need to learn to grow up. Keep yes. yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
My
and
goodness.
It's also like, God knows how I would act on Survivor. God knows not rationally. Goodness gracious. I seriously, like, at the slightest discomfort, I'm a complete bitch. Like,
I'm pissed.
If my shoes are wet, I'm having a panic attack instantly.
You got swamp foot, it's over.
And that's the thing that keeps me from being on Survivor. I'm really trying to get my brother-in-law, in fact, anyone I know to be on Survivor, but especially my brother-in-law. I've never met anyone so well-suited for it before. He is just like, I don't know, I think he'd be such interesting TV. And he's like never seen it before. I don't know. I just think he'd be good for it. But I just would never go on it because I can't stand Swampfoot. I yeah. see them running around in like shoes and socks and two pairs of socks. Oh my God. No. I can't do it. I'm not strong enough. I think you'd be so good at Survivor, seriously.
Thank you.
Jeff Probst, if you're listening, please get this kid on Survivor.
Get me on, baby. That's the thing. I'm like, would I win? Jeff, if you're listening, of course I would, because like that's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
But would I actually win? I have no idea. But one thing I can promise, I'd be compelling television.
Yes.
I'd make it interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm nervous. I would do the... I'd love to watch this from my couch, which I know means I should steer way clear.
Okay. You could either be Hannah Rose, mm-hmm. who on day three was like, so actually
I'm addicted to nicotine.
She's like, actually, She literally says, I would really love to watch the rest of the season play out from home. She's like, get me out of here. Or you could be like Ceree, yeah, who just kind of auditioned on a whim, literally knew little about being outdoors that there's one part where she goes, what are those? And her tribemate goes, those are leaves.
Ceree feels I love you forever.
She went on to be one of the best players of all time. I'm obsessed with Ceree Fields.
I think there's a world where I'm either one of those two. Mm-hmm. I'm either Hannah or I'm Ceree. God knows. I'm one of them. That's true, but Ceree has also never won.
Hey, spoilers, but that's true.
Oh, it's so but true. I'm so sorry.
The reason that Ceree has never won, genuinely,
because people
is in her second season, she came so close to winning.
Yeah.
And the reason, potentially, at least the reason she didn't have a shot at winning, the reason she didn't go to Final Tribal, is because there was a last minute twist where they said, just kidding, instead of a Final Three, it's a Final Two. That literally she couldn't have planned
so
for.
Much. Yeah.
Because they were told it was a Final Three. So like she could not have planned for that. And then suddenly it's a Final Two and she gets booted.
Yeah.
And after that season, Ceree was such a runaway success that every subsequent season, people are like, well, Ceree's going to get her win out if she 10. Makes it to the end. So we have to get her out.
Oh my God, totally. Oh, Ceree Fields. She also, I watched her on Big Brother and it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life. It was so awful. It was like two people who knew who Ceree was and then everyone else just didn't respect who was there. And then she was there with her son, which caused lots of drama. They never found out that they were related. They were pretty good at keeping that a secret. But I mean, just like, she was always, the house was so divided that season. I haven't watched it since because it hurt my feelings so bad. And my two favorites were Ceree and America, and they were on two like opposite sides and none of them, like neither of them won. It was so terrible.
America started dating Zach Wartenberger's brother, right?
And yes. Together. Well, they met
Zach Wartenberger on Big Brother. Yeah,
exactly. And they were so cute. There was one night, I seriously was so fucked up last summer, where they were in a fight. And this is the thing that I can't watch Big Brother anymore, because you have the live feeds on dumb Paramount Plus. And I was watching them fight all night long. It was insane. No, and I mean, like, it was nuts. Like, for hours, I was up like, I wonder if they're going to talk. And they were, like, specifically ignoring each other. And I was like, this is the most riveting drama of my whole life. Nothing happened. And then, like, the next day, they were like, oh, sorry. Like, I was just pissed at you. And then the other one was like, oh, it's okay. Like, it was over. But I've, like, stayed up for hours watching it. And that's why I can't watch Survivor. I get too obsessed.
Do you mean Big Brother?
Oh, Big Brother, excuse me. So yes.
Like, you are watching Survivor. We talked about it.
I'm currently watching Survivor.
No,
yes.
That's why I can't watch Big Brother 2, is there's too much content and I don't know how to be chill about that.
I don't either. Especially 3 episodes a week plus.
Plus constant live feed. I go crazy.
Oh, I go nuts.
I started watching Lost 1 week ago. 1 week ago. I am like 41 episodes deep. In a week.
41?
It's really bad.
That's not right. That's not really right. Bad.
It's to be fair, I went on 2 really long train rides this week for Thanksgiving. Sure. They were like 16-hour train rides.
Okay.
So I was just like, last, like just binging it.
Well, I love it. I've never seen it before.
I don't know how to calmly engage in media. So I had never seen it before either, for the reason of... One, I've always heard that people hated the ending. And 2, there's too many episodes. And I was like, I know myself. I will lose my mind. I won't be able to pace myself. It will take over my entire life. And then a week ago, Big of the Week's own Andrew McGuire had a birthday party.
Yeah.
And it was Lost themed because it's his favorite show along with Glee. Hi, Andrew. And so we all had to come dressed as if we were in a plane crash.
That is nasty. I love it.
And then we watched the pilot episode, and then we read the script of Andrew's favorite episode, Exposé. And I had a suspicion that this was going to happen. But I went to the party, and I watched the pilot, and I was like, damn it.
I have to watch the rest of this show now. I love that. My parents were obsessed with Lost when it was on. I think as like most people their age at the time mm-hmm. it was going on. Like, they were obsessed. But I remember it was really divisive towards the end, and that's the only thing I know about it. I don't know how it ends. Yep. I don't know anything about, but I just know it was really divisive.
Andrew says that the ending is good and that a lot of people just didn't understand it. And I specifically was like, okay, what I've always heard is that the ending is this, I won't say.
Yeah.
And then he said, no, that's not what the ending is. People just misinterpreted it as that.
Okay. I like
so
it.
So we'll see.
You know what I've been doing?
What?
I've been rewatching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yes, I do know this. Heck yeah.
Buffy Summers, you are my angel. You're my inspiration. I love you forever. You've changed my life. She's everything to me. In my mind, I'm in the Scoobies. Did I ever tell you when I was in college and I would like walk back and forth, like after rehearsal at nighttime, I call it my patrol time?
No.
Isn't that so stupid? But that,
no, that's incredible.
I love Buffy so much. So I've been rewatching that. I am not as far as you are into Lost, and I've been doing it for like quite some time, at least like the last month.
You've already seen Buffy though, and I feel like I can pace myself when I've already seen a show. When a show is new, I'm like, I have to know what happens. I'm like, I have to be on the same page as everyone else. And so I devour it because I get this feeling of FOMO that I'm like, everyone else knows what happened in this show except for me.
Oh my God, especially if you're going to Lost themed birthday parties. Oh my God. Yeah, I totally get that feeling. I totally do. Oh my God. And I mean, I also cannot consume media in a chill way. I've read 160 books this year. Like, true. I can't be chill about it. I really can't.
I've seen Wicked 4 times. It's been out a week.
Every damn day I message my mom and I'm like, when are we going to Wicked? She's like, well, I don't want to like go when people are singing and every show is packed. And I'm like, we should go.
Were people singing at your showings?
They were not. They were not.
I feel as if people are fighting ghosts a little bit here.
I know. You know what we should be fighting is phone usage in theaters, less so singing. I'd rather people be singing than on their damn phones.
I mean, I'd rather neither, but phone usage, I actually see people singing, I have not experienced.
Yeah, me neither.
And I'm sure, like, it happens, but the amount of talk that's happening about it, I feel, is not proportional to the amount it's actually happening.
I know. I mean, it is I understand that where the fear comes from, but I just, like, it's not happening. Like, and also, like, I couldn't imagine singing along with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. Like,
I could. And I'd out-sing them all.
You're alone in that. I'm not doing it. No, but I will go to a sing-along performance, LOL, a sing-along showing. But especially right now when it's so new, I want to hear them.
Yeah.
In their interpretations.
No, I'm gonna go to a sing-along showing when those happen in a few days, actually. And I will be singing my heart out because everyone will be, and it'll be a fun moment of community.
Yes, it will be fun. Oh my God.
But I wouldn't just go to a random showing and then be like, it's my time to shine. How can I make this about me?
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day with very little effort. We could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Do you want to tell us about your Christmas decorations?
Yes. Thank you for asking. So yesterday, my mother came over and we put up my Christmas ladder. And the Christmas ladder is like the Knatzer family, my dad's side of the family is like my favorite tradition of theirs. The story is that when my dad was a kid, they had like kind of an emergency in like December that like took up their whole December. So before they knew it, they hadn't gotten a Christmas tree. And then my papa went out to the garage and grabbed like the family ladder and just wrapped lights around it. I know. Isn't that so lovely?
Oh my God.
I know. And it just stuck. And so me and my siblings, we all have ladders in our houses. And then my Mimi and Papa, my grandparents, they have like a coat rack. So we just kind of do whatever. So we have ladders, but I inherited my dad's ladder and it's this, like, I have it audio medium. It's right behind me. And isn't that so sweet?
Is it red and green? I was seeing a picture of it the other day. Did I make that up in my head?
Yeah. No, it's red and green. So like the like tall parts of it are green and then the rungs mm-hmm. are red. But the best thing about having a ladder is it has the rungs that you can put stuff on. Mm-hmm. So I put Glinda and Elphaba on one rung. I put Kylo Ren on one rung. We have Darth Vader up at the top as God intended. I have one of my dad's snare drums at like the back of it where like the paint would sit if you were like on the ladder for painting. So one of my dad's drums. And then I have pictures of my dad and my grandpa who've both passed away. And it just feels so nice to like celebrate them and like have pictures of them up. And, you know, it's my dad's thing. So it's, you know, it's lovely. Do you want to hear the saddest thing you've ever heard though? Saddest. I found my dad's stockings and he only had stockings for me and my siblings. So just three stockings for me and my brother and sister, and he didn't have one for him. So I got to go find one for him.
Oh.
Isn't that so sad? Like, why didn't he have a stocking? So it just made me sad, but it just makes me so happy to have this up and put things up that means so much to me. I have like his mug up there and I'll add things as we go. And a friend of mine gave me some ornaments and it's just, isn't that so lovely? So it just feels nice to like celebrate in this way.
I'm really obsessed with that. And that is like the most true blue homegrown family Christmas tradition. Nothing about it. I've always wanted to have, you know, like this is like an all red family. Like we do this.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think trying to come up with a family tradition, the tradition can then just end up being a little try hard.
I hear that. It's kind of like a nickname. Like the things that you come across are the most special ones.
You can't push it too hard. Exactly.
Yeah.
To be like, we just decided one year that we wanted a tradition, so we did this, is so much less meaningful than there was a December that we had an emergency that took up all of December. And so to celebrate Christmas, all we had was a ladder. Like, that's such a beautiful story. It's also like the meaning of Christmas in a way.
I know. I totally agree.
It's not about the decorations. It's about being with the people you love. It's so gorgeous. I love that so much.
Me too. It's my favorite thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially the holidays are so tough, but you know, it to me is like a reminder of, you know, how strong my family is and mm-hmm. how that, I don't know, like I look forward to sharing that story with my future family and with friends. And it's also just so silly. Like when people come in, they're like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, actually, this is my Christmas ladder. It's like my favorite. And growing up, we had my grandparents, their ladder. We had like my grandpa, my papa, he would like print out pictures of us like every year and like plaster them on. And like, so all throughout you'd see like pictures of us and like throughout the years, and it just became a hodgepodge of our family, and it's just really special.
I love that.
Thanks. Thank you for letting me share that. That means so much to me.
Of course. Thanks for sharing it.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did have a nice Thanksgiving.
Good.
So you know this, I've been having some bowel health problems over the last like year, and we don't know exactly what the cause is. I still have some test results that are coming back, but my doctor was like, it's likely that your body doesn't process gluten very well.
Sure.
So I've been cutting out gluten, but not fully. I've just been like eating it every once in a while as a little treat. Sure. So anyways, we went to my grandmother's for Thanksgiving, and this was literally out of kindness, much love to them. My mom's side of the family, literally, the first day I was there, it was like a gluten interview that they just kept being like, they pull anything out of the closet and not like gluten? Judgmental, but trying to be helpful to be like, can you eat this? Yeah. Can you eat this? It'd be like strawberries and be like, can you eat this? Yes, I can.
To be honest, I do feel like sometimes I'm like, does a potato have gluten? I'm not sure.
True. And then they had all gotten gluten-free ingredients for our Thanksgiving dinner. Much love. It did not taste as good as it should have because...
Ain't that just the way? Gluten is good.
Gluten tastes good, baby. But, you know, I really appreciated all of them sacrificing taste to help me not be constipated later.
Sweet. Well, how are you feeling?
I feel fine.
Good. I'm so glad. Out. Especially, like GI issues around the holidays. I feel like I, not to TMI, like, I've been going through it the last week. My stomach hurts.
Yeah, but if I'm...
And I love that. Good for you. That's awesome. That's so nice of your family.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. It was chill. I thought it would be... I don't know. I think everyone is kind of... In my family, we're all kind of mellowing out. And we're like, we're not going to do too much. We're not going to go too many places. So we had Thanksgiving with my dad's parents. In like the afternoon, but it was really chill. They like didn't even do, I mean, they did food, but it wasn't like a Thanksgiving spread. We did Papa Murphy's and a 7-layer dip. And then we went to my mom's house and we just had Thanksgiving with our siblings and it was very nice. The siblings and I went on lots of sibling walks and we had a nice time. And then we all played, like all of us, like me and all my stepbrothers and my parents, we all played that I don't know the name of the game, but it's like you play little guys and sometimes you're hooked to each other and you have to like do puzzles. I don't know. People who are more video gamey than I would know what I'm saying. I wish I literally knew a thing about video games for me to tell you, but it was on the Switch. It was like cute puzzles and we all were like passing the controllers back and forth and laughing and it was nice. It was really nice. And then I had work the next day, so I left at 6 p.m. I said, I'm going to bed. So, a nice day.
But yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. Good for you. Thanks. Good for you. Thank you. I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you too. I'm also thankful. We should talk about this. For our 2 weeks ago, we had our regionals off. Yeah. With our glee clubs.
Oh my God. And I haven't checked in on that because I was... No, I haven't. No.
Girl...
I think I was, in my mind, I'm such a sore winner / sore loser. No, you're literally fucking kidding me. I wouldn't check it because I was embarrassed.
No.
Are you kidding?
Like, not last I checked.
I'm checking.
Which was it was like a week ago, so. You certainly still are in the lead. It's not even close. But last I checked, I had like 22% of the vote and you had the other 78%.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's 80-20.
Yeah.
Wow. I wouldn't check it because I was so embarrassed because I thought I was going to lose so bad.
No. You won in a landslide.
Ladies,
baby.
We've and broken the glass ceiling.
Me down.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. That sucks so bad. You worked so hard.
So do you, babe.
But also, suck it.
Hey!
Honestly, it was a fun thing. We could... I mean, especially with the random word generator, there's endless possibilities there. That was terrible amounts of fun.
It was so... Even though it was just like a silly little competition that Drew was like, you should do this for fun.
Yeah.
It ignited a creative spark in me that I have not felt in a while.
Oh my God.
I forgot how much fun it is to create.
No, you did such a great job.
Thank you. So did you.
Wow. A worthy adversary. I'm glad I smoked grass though. And I knew it would happen.
I really,
just kidding. I literally was.
I do remember when you were talking about your set list and then specifically when you talked about the knives coming out, I was like, oh no. Like, this is a very good idea.
Hey, I'm just using the Britney Spears canon. Like, that's all
the
her.
Britney Spears experience.
I'm just glad I got her. Okay. You decided to go for Michael Bolton first, and that was a win for me.
I went for Michael Bolton for comedy reasons. Alas, I don't even know a Michael Bolton song. I was like, I don't even know how to. Literally,
I could barely picture Michael Bolton in my head.
I know him from his cameo on Glee, but mostly... I know him from the Lonely Island song, The Tale of Jack Sparrow.
Oh, yes. No, I do know.
This is the tale you know. Captain Jack Sparrow. That's genuinely how I know him. And also, I do know Michael Bolton's song. He sings in the credits of Hercules. He sings Go the Distance.
I missed it.
I think that's him. So I'm pretty sure that is him.
I believe you. Shout out to Michael Bolton.
Shout out to Michael Bolton.
He lost you regionals, but he's a king in our hearts for sure.
But you know who hasn't been in a Lonely Island video? Britney Spears.
That's so true. That's so true.
Do you have any parting remarks? Anything important to say?
I swear, I was on Gleek of the Week yesterday. So tune into that in two weeks.
Which, it comes out on Tuesday. No, coming Tuesday. I just fully vouched while I was talking. That's disgusting.
Comes out coming Tuesday. You should be scared.
Both Lena and Andrew have said to me separately how extreme the episode was, but they won't tell me why.
No, you guys are literally, you're going to be pissed. I mean, it was a live stream, so people were in the live stream. Someone said, like, I'm outside your house. I'm coming in to unplug your router. Like, people were so pissed at me. So I'm honestly scared. I think it's a new mind gate. I think you're safe now. Thanks. And they're going to be pissed at me and Andrew.
It's about time for me to not be the number one enemy of that podcast. Oh my gosh.
People were saying in the chat, they were like, it's honestly fitting that it's Lena here, like, starting this. And I was like, I didn't want to do this. But I mean, get scared. It's really bad. It's scary. It's a bad, if I told you, and I won't tell you because I want you to hear it, it was a really tough decision, and it did not sit right with my spirit.
I mean, I sent you my prediction for what it was, right?
Yeah, and it's not either of those, but that would be a really tough one, too.
Hey.
I think it's worse for you specifically.
What?
The songs that you sent are like big me songs in my mind. And the songs that we had, I think, are you songs in my mind. If I categorize Glee songs into me and you,
I've got you.
I think they're you songs.
The two genders of Glee songs are Lena song, Ian song.
I love that.
We should do that one day. Just pull songs at random and assign them a gender of Ian song or Lena song.
I love that. The two genders, Ian and Lena.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in. I hope that those who celebrate had a good Thanksgiving. Hope everyone's having a good December. Tune in next week.
Oh my God, Whamageddon.
I
know this is coming out in 2 days, but it's high time to start. If you haven't heard me talk about Whamageddon, the game is you just try and go as long as you can without hearing Last Christmas by Wham. I am still going strong. It's December 2nd today.
And it's got to be the Wham version, right?
It's got to be the Wham version. You can hear the Ariana Grande version. You can hear the Taylor Swift version. You can hear the Glee version. But it's if you hear George Michael, you're gone.
Yeah, you're out. Goodbye.
So if you want to play, it's just a fun, it's just a bit of whimsy. It's no big deal. Uh-huh. It's not,
ever
I'm
heard
not
of holiday whimsy?
Literally, it's just a bit of whimsy. Come on, y'all. So if you want to play, I think you should play. And then let me know when you lose, because you will lose, because people are nasty and always use that song. I always lose. I'm deleting Instagram literally today. People always put it on their fucking stories. And I'm like, you're nasty for that. Get George Michael out of here. But it's just a good song. And it's like the most popular Christmas song. People don't think it is, but they're wrong. It is. So if you want to play Whamageddon, I implore you to play. Or even just like... like, just be conscious of when you're hearing it. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm. It's like the game. I literally hate to say that, but I had to say it because
oh my God, I lost the
game.
No.
That's how you know that we are the legal millennials. Is that we lost the game just now.
Oh my God. I had a friend who had the game on the brim of her hat. So she would like pull like her flat brim hat because it's 2011. And she would like pull it up and like make everyone lose the game, like a total butthead.
Speaking of millennial school games, you ever play this one?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Where you do a, for those of you who are watching this, where you do a circle with your fingers below your waist, and if you get someone to look at it, they have to lay on the ground, is how we played it.
Oh, so I never played like that. Did you ever play? I know
you.
Oh, I've no. It's just I just would go ugh, because I also in my mind it's a butthole.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know. But I know that we've played this game where someone is like standing, creating a circle with their body and you clap in between the circle. So if like they're in like a passe and you are close with this person and it's okay, you like, it's kind of a intimate area. But if their like hands are on their hip, you like clap in between the circle in their body that they're making. And then they have to do like 10 jumping jacks. I do love that game.
Wow. I didn't do 10 dumping jacks.
Oh, we did that in high school for sure. It was just a bit of whimsy. I just love a game. You know what? In Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Utah Shakespeare Festival, you came in on one vom, I came in on the other vom, and that group of us, we always would try and say to each other, "I saw Goody Proctor with a devil."
Yes.
And the last person to hear it was the loser.
So I'm sure a big starter of that game was Bailey. Because Bailey and I,
she loves to say shit like that.
Bailey and I were in the Green Show together that same season, and she would always start games. We play Pass the Button a lot, where would have something the size of a button in your hand, and you could only pass it to someone else on stage, and whoever was holding it at the end of the show lost. And then also one day she was like, "Let's do a murder mystery," which I still don't know what she intended, but all it meant was any time that we were pretending to talk on stage but didn't actually have lines, we would be discussing who we thought the killer was of the cast and just be like spouting out theories to each other.
Hey, I love that. No, it's fun.
Weird times.
Any like weird times. Silly stage games are my absolute favorite. Bring some whimsy into your December, y'all.
Have a whimsical Whamageddon. Check in next Wednesday for the finale of us talking about Alfonso Gomez Arcon. Mm-hmm. Talking about A Very Gay Christmas. Talking about... No, we already did that. Talking about... Sorry. Michael.
Talking about Asian F.
Asian F before Michael. Talking about the breakup and talking about his final episode, which is the breakup. Britney 2.0 is his penultimate. I said all of them out of order, but it is those four episodes.
I liked it.
Love you all.
Love you guys. Thanks so much for being here. Happy holidays. Hope you're doing well. Here is a mini kiss on your mini hangout forehead if you accept it. Only if you accept it, though. Bye, everyone. Bye.
And here is a mini clap when you're doing passe, only if you accept it, though.
Yeah, only if we're like cool doing that.
Only if like, we are like, we like have a comfortability with
like verbalized it to each other.
Yes. That we're okay with that.
Yes, exactly. If you're not okay with that, I'll just see when you're making like a hula hoop motion with your arms. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do that one.
I'll just see you when you're at the Ozdust Ballroom and you're having a traumatic experience because everyone's bullying you because of your hat and you start dancing to say, "Fuck all y'all, I don't care."
Yeah.
And you do a hula hoop with your arms in the dance, and then I will pull out of the crowd that's mocking you and clap in between your arms.
Wow, the alternate... the trauma of that and then someone clapping in between your hands, I love.
But wouldn't it be like a little bit of camaraderie? That like they're including you in the game now. See, I think
maybe, but also like... if you have to do like 10 jumping jacks and you're sobbing, like, that's tough.
And you're already like holding back tears.
And people are already making fun of you.
And you're just doing, and you're in a black floor length gown.
Yeah.
And you're having to do 10 jumping jacks. Brutal.
And you're wearing a silly hat. I love that hat.
Love that hat too. Well.
Oh my God. Bye! Well, everyone go see Wicked. Love you. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review and tell your friends, please.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.